You and the labor movement bear a heavy responsibility. I read occasionally about articles by those who say that the labor movement has fallen into dark days. I don't believe that, and I would be very distressed if it were true. One of the great qualities about the United States, which I don't think people realize who are not in the labor movement, is what a great asset for freedom the American labor movement represents, not only here but all around the world. It's no accident that communists concentrate their attention on the trade union movement. They know that people, the working people, are frequently left out, that in many areas of the world they have no one to speak for them, and the communists mislead them and say that they will protect their rights, so many go along. But in the United States, because we've had a strong free labor movement, the working people of this country have not felt that they were left out. And as long as the labor movement is strong, and as long as it is committed to freedom, then I think that freedom in this country is strengthened. So I would hope that every American, whether he was on one side of the bargaining table or the other, or whether he was in a wholly different sphere of life, would recognize that the strength of a free American labor movement is vital to the maintenance of freedom in this country and all around the world. I was up in New York stressing physical fitness, and in line with that, Arthur went over with a group to Switzerland to climb some of the mountains there. They get all up about 5, and he was in bed. He get up to join them later, and when they all came back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he didn't come back with them. So they sent out search parties, and there was no sign that afternoon and night. Next day, the Red Cross went out. They were around going, "Goldberg, Goldberg, it's the Red Cross." And this voice came down the mountain, "I gave it the office." To add to our arsenals of built-in stabilizers so we can keep our economy moving ahead, it's my intention to ask the Congress in its next session for standby authority somewhat along the lines of the bill introduced by Senator Clark of Pennsylvania to make grant and aids to communities for needed public works when our unemployment begins to mount and our economy slow down. If we cannot maintain the balance of trade in our favor, which it now is, of $5 billion, and indeed increase it, then this country is going to face most serious problems. In the last 3 years, even though the balance of trade in our favor has been $5 billion, we have lost $5 billion in gold. And if this trend should go on year after year, then the United States, as I have said, would have to make adjustments which would be extremely adverse to the cause of freedom around the world. The solution rests with increasing our export trade, with remaining competitive, with our businesses selling abroad, finding new markets, and keeping our people working at home and around the world. And it is a fact that the 6 countries of the common market who face the problems that we now face have had in the last 4 years full employment and an economic growth twice ours. Even a country which faced staggering economic problems a decade ago, Italy, has been steadily building its gold balance, has been cutting down its unemployment, and moving ahead twice what we have over the last 4 years. So what I'm talking about is an opportunity, not a burden. This is a chance to move the United States forward in the 1960s, not only in the economic sphere, but also to make a contribution to the cause of freedom. And I come to Miami today and ask your help, as on other occasions, other presidents of the United States, stretching back to the time of Woodrow Wilson and Roosevelt and Truman, have come to the AFL and the CIO. And each time this organization has said yes. Thank you.